Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Manager Ryan Waller about Monday's City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening. The Greater YMCA, Greater Des Moines YMCA, has been working with community partners, and there was an agenda item on the Indianola City Council Monday evening. Just kind of walk us through what that agenda item was, what that outreach has been about, and what the City Council eventually decided.
Thank you, Andrew. So the item that we talked about at the council meeting was, it was really about facility repairs. So we've got a five-year-old facility, and there's items that are part of maintenance and are now at a point where we've got to start looking at it, showing some signs of wear and tear. There's a number of items for the swimming pool. Obviously, that gets a lot of usage. There's the building seal and tuck pointing. Garbage dumpster gate needed some repair. Duct cleaning in the facility. So there's a number of items that have to be done. We have a 28E, which is 28E is a section of the state code that allows for intergovernmental agreements. So we have a contractual relationship with the Y. The agreement itself is 7 years old. We've been working with the new YMCA CEO, Leisha Barkas, as well as our new executive director, Heather Hewlin, at our local branch, on whose responsibility is it, and then also something else that Leisha is doing on her end from the association standpoint is really trying to understand and perform a financial analysis of the greater why. So how this all ties together, whose responsibility is it, making sure that it's getting done, let's make sure we can afford these items. So what we presented to council was a list of repair and maintenance items that had to be done. Some of them were very clear that it's the city's responsibility. Some were clear that it's the Y's, and then some were kind of gray. So what we had done was work with our peers at the Y, came up with an item, several items that made sense for the city as the landlord of that building to help participate in. So it's about $126,000 of repairs. A lot of these are mechanicals tied to the pool, structural type things. Nothing serious, but it's general maintenance. It is an asset to our community. We want to make sure it's in good working condition. We have a contractual relationship with the YMCA, and we want to work with them to make sure that that building continues to provide a wonderful venue for residents that are using that facility.
Another thing brought up at the council, another big thing, was during the work session where the streetscape plan, and full disclosure, I was on the streetscape planning and steering committee, so just letting everybody know that, but it was a proposal that was brought to City Council. Talk about that proposal and talk about the streetscape as far as what the public should know.
Sure. Thank you for your service on the steering committee. This process started back in 2018 in preparation for the county's courthouse project. We partnered with the Chamber, WCDC, and the State Economic Development Agency on conducting an assessment of the square. And we had great participation from the public. And as a result of that, one of the key recommendations was need to show a little TLC to the square. And one of the recommendations was explore developing a streetscape concept plan to help improve pedestrian safety, help better control the traffic around the square to create a environment that's more conducive to economic development, but also help improve the ambiance for those visiting the square. With the results of that survey back in 2018, we worked and did a competitive process to bring in a consultant who then worked with the steering committee. The steering committee was made up of business owners, the chamber, Simpson College, residents, and others that had a vested interest on the square, and really kind of went through a series of iterations of what does it look like? What are things that are important? So when the courthouse came down and trees were lost, a lot in the community spoke up and said, hey, we're missing the trees. So the steering committee looked at greenscape or landscaping around the square. There was also, as part of the assessment, looking at ways to better utilize the sidewalks and create outdoor venues. We've got a lot of activities in the summer, a lot of parades. It's a great time to people be out on the square. So maximize on that. So larger sidewalks. Larger sidewalks allow for more activities, allow for more landscaping, allow for businesses to do more things outside, which draws people in. There's some safety features, but also some aesthetic features that go hand in hand. So bumping out the curbs to create shorter walking distances for pedestrians, but you can also do some decorative things there. Parking was a big issue. Parallel parking, part of the recommendation from the steering committee, parking would be on the exterior of the square. with angled parking on the interior. They also recommended looking at the traffic patterns and instead of having it one way, have it two way, kind of like what Winterset has on their square. So the steering committee's recommendation was presented to the council, feedback was obtained, and so now we go take that feedback from the council, incorporate that into the plan, and then bring it back to the council for formal acceptance, and then we would go on to the next phase.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.